Let the PYL continued. And as he put on his homemade 3D printed headset for the microphone that he used to record his book in to his phone while taking his walks, such as now, where it was a bit cloudy, maybe rain later on, but the flowers and the leaves of spring were really on their way out. The grass was green and the warmth of spring finally started to drive out King Borer. But yes, his old friends many of them, if not most, they sit there as he would have, and as he did finally through periods of his life, with a home, with a wife, with children, a husband. TV, dinner at night, breakfast before job, doing your duty, winning the bread, finding something good to eat, drink or whatever, and he was just close to an accident. Almost. Colliding with a dog and then with a bicycle and an electric bike. Why do they travel so fast, these bicycles, he thought. And of course, he could have been dead or something. But you don't think of such things, right? It's hard to think of and realize. But he had been looking at YouTube videos of NDE experiences, people honest to God. Telling their stories of how they died, went to heaven and back again. And they were all so similar and so Well, yes, but they're his friends. Most of them just denying, not seeing even this, that you're the soul in the body and you will stay on after death. And he met beautiful young women with their babies in expensive strollies, or whatever you call them. Yes, this is upper class area of town, he reminded himself. Seeing the impeccable, fashionable dress she wore. And the others on the walking path, my old friends. Well, when we were teenagers, we felt pity for the old folks, because they just lived in their routine life on tracks. But was it life even? That these old folks live. They used to discuss their drinking their beer or wine during nightly pseudo-philosophical discourses. Where they were solving the political problems as well, which, he thought back, seemed to be reappearing now. Fifty years later. When will we ever learn? And then, yes, he thought, well, many of my friends live just that way themselves. I guess in the eyes of our kids and grandkids, oh, maybe, maybe not. But it's easy to slip into that habitual routine, protected as it seems, life, which again is it's not bad in itself, he thought, standing here on tiny shore of the lake. They fortunately had nearby home. It was like standing and looking down into the lake as in his hometown that he had done so many times. While growing up. Yeah, I mean, the small town people at least. He hoped and thought. Have this ability to enjoy simple nature as it is. It changes every day anyway, ever fresh and alive. But then the big city people came and seek their enjoyment in bars and pubs and fine entertainment and fancy clothes, which had just gotten fancier and fancier, well, at least more and more expensive. So yes, it was not a matter of filling your days with adventures and all kinds of interesting action, he thought. I could have lived my life as I planned to, as an art teacher, an artist. With my wife and children. For the past 50 years. But what I am most happy to have gotten and achieved in my life is bhakti. Saranagati. To have gotten my vision and my heart and my mind and intelligence and consciousness lifted from being totally sunk in the physical world as the one and only reality, which led me into an adventure through not only this, well, to be honest, often, more often than not, boring world. To a bigger cosmos, the big, the real cosmos, the three world cosmos, which is a living cosmos, the reality. So yes, sometimes beautiful, charming, ugly, smart in their ways. But fun to look at. They live in their cozy little cottages. Like the beggars and so on. Midgard. And yes, they are like in an entertaining movie. And oof, what inventions they create. And look, what power plays they play in their anthills. And the gods stand and look at this. Gods meaning all of us outside of there, free from that ride. Maybe we just got off it, so maybe waiting to get on it. And yes, while you're here, play the game and play it well. Have fun, enjoy. And then when game is over, then you want to get back into it again? What role you want to play this time? Or, well, you're not finished here yet, you know. Time for next class in school. Next grade. So yes, it's a kind of, you could say, test of our character. So although we are pure and we are rays of God, same quality, able to create entire worlds like God does. And that's what we are in now. And you could then say, why do we do this? Why do we make it so dark, so painful sometimes? Well, it's your adventure, you created it. And yes, there has to be, if the God and reality in existence is complete, there has to be even the freedom of us to imitate God. I am God, and I'm ruling you all. I shall be famous, I shall be influential, I shall be rich. And you all exist for my enjoyment. Well, that's not necessarily how God thinks, but some people may think so. You could also think, here I am, emperor of the world, I'm the servant of billions of people. My responsibility to help them all get and stay happy. I love them all because we're a big family. Let me cooperate with other leaders and let's make a team. We do it better together than just one. So there, yeah, he continued his walk. Again. Finding it a bit remarkable. And smiling. While his friends back then thought that by him joining the Hare Krishna cult, and becoming a monk, he gave up all the fun there is in life. And then, well, he actually thought it may be true. If they both would look back now on the past 50 years of their lives, he most probably had a much livelier adventure. It's not just about becoming an ordinary, normal Swede like everyone else, he said to his imaginary friend on this walk. But he didn't want to hear that, so he shut up, and they didn't have much in common, they realized, so a little meeting now and then. Because now they were some distinguished poets, academics, alcoholics, but they were now pensioners, retired. Yeah. Well, he often said that now my mission in life starts. My mission, my service to God. Not the one others define. And And he continued on his path. Which he had walked on daily almost. During times in his life that were probably the most difficult, the most challenging. Still, he had only good memories of walking here. Because those are so green leaves on the newly awakened bushes down here by the lake, with their little buds of flowers coming out, and others and trees having beautiful white flowers, spring flowering. Like from an Astrid Lindgren film. And yes, it feels sometimes like coming out into reality, just taking a walk in the forest. Who is always here? The living cosmos. As real as it gets here. Burloka, planet Earth.